The fighting in Ukraine is set to end this Sunday when a ceasefire goes into effect. But today, people in the thick of the conflict along Ukraine's eastern border are still dying. We reached two women in Ukraine soon after the ceasefire was announced, and neither expects it to last long.
1 to 3 days maximum.
That's Katerina Malafieva, who lives in the city of Donetsk and assists journalists there. She has seen shelling destroy houses as well as lives.
Many children live in the basement in bombproof shelters. They don't go to school.
Malafieva says everyone wants to believe in peace, but because an earlier truce failed, they're not exactly optimistic.
Well, we got used to shelling. We go to the bed with shelling. We hear it during night and we wake up also here in shelling. For me, I think it will be weird if it will be quiet in the city.
In Ukraine's capital, Kiev, Yulia Kubanova, a businesswoman, is watching events back home in Donetsk. She left for a vacation last fall and has not been able to return there because of the fighting.
Today my mom called me and said that while you were sleeping again, Donetsk was under the shellings. Despite I'm living in Kyiv, all my thoughts about Donetsk.
Kubanova says after the peace agreement, I want to hope, but I don't really.
In fact, things are so bad back home in Donetsk, she sees a silver lining being stuck in Kiev away from her loved ones.
If my relatives need, you know, they also will be forced somehow to, I don't know, escape, to flee from Donetsk. At least we have I have a place here in Kiev just as a shelter for them.
Two reactions from Ukraine to the ceasefire agreed to in Minsk, Belarus, yesterday.